Now, some residents in the south of Joburg, some other parts of Joburg as well, have been without water for a good few weeks now. Some of these residents of southern suburbs were protesting yesterday about the fact that they hadn't had water for almost 6 weeks. A group of Joburg residents picketed. They said that they were paying rates and taxes every month. 200 megalitres of water were lost after a pump failure at Rand Water's Akenhof purification plant. Well, let's speak to the Sundown Ward councillor now, Councillor Devin Steenkamp, about what's happening in that particular council. Councillor, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What has the experience been of your residents?
Thank you, Maddie, for inviting me to be on the show. The experience on the ground has been really grueling because a lot of people have babies. It's a lot of complexes that are in the ward, and we've got a big, huge retirement village that houses 830-odd people in the complex. So they're all suffering. They all say to me they can really accept load shedding and having non-electricity, but when it comes to water, they really struggle to survive, to clean, and to prepare for a working day because that costs more expenses on them when they have to either go buy water or to actually buy wet wipes and all other types of cleaning material just to feel decent and try to get by through the day.
What are you being told officially? We have been trying to get the Joburg Water to explain the situation with Akenhof, with other areas as well. What is the official line here?
So I actually think it's a mixture of both. I know the root cause is that we do get from Rand Water. That's where the supply comes from. And obviously they are having capacity and infrastructure failures. And they say sometimes it's got to do with vandalism, sometimes it's city power that gives them supply to their various pumps that fails and it causes, as soon as there's an outage, it causes a ripple effect on all the reservoirs not pumping to capacity. So my theory is that as the water's going in, the water's going straight out. So normally it's supposed to be kept at quite level. So I think it's really reached its capacity.
And Devin, what is your advice then? We have seen people starting to protest, making a noise that way. But what is your advice to residents?
Look, I think really just get in touch with your ward councillors because they are trying to fight and be your voice on the ground. Obviously, with protests, you have to go through the legal forms and stuff, so that you're not arrested and stuff for an illegal protest. But I do understand the frustrations from the residents. Mm. And we all want this communication. And that's what we've been struggling with, is that Rand Water and Joburg Water literally take one day and are very, very vague on their messages.
Mm, definitely. Councillor Devin Steenkamp, the City of Joburg Ward Councillor for Sundowner. I know there's many other suburbs that are also affected that have been without water for weeks. Let me know what your experience has been.